That was Tammy Pescatelli. I've got her on the phone. How's it going, Tammy?
Oh, good. Well, I don't even know what bit you played. I hope it was funny.
Let's see. I played Family, Hints for Life, and then I interrupted Drinking Tips for Men and Women.
Well, I got a drinking tip for you. Watch my television show with some kind of liquor, and every time my mother-in-law yells my name, have a swig. Be a fun drinking game.
Yeah, I've got a lot of questions about your show. I hope you aren't afraid to answer some.
I hope not. How bad are they going to be?
No, they're not too bad. I'm just interested. It's a really awesome concept for a show. So, A Stand-Up Mother, it premieres on Tuesday, the 25th, 10 o'clock.
That's right, on We.
On We. So,
yeah, women's entertainment. I said, how cheeky could I be?
Yeah. So how did the TV show come to be?
Well, you know, my life began to change, and I was able to have the good fortune to run into a new friend, and then who's become a really close friend, a woman named Carla Kaufman Sloan, who was living my life, but on the other side of the camera. She was a producer who married a guy that was a producer. They had kids, and then they left L.A. to move to Miami. So we kind of were talking about it, and we said, you know, we're not the only ones. We're not the only ones who aren't giving up our careers and actually, you know, taking care of our family, but I am one of the few ones that actually can tell something funny about it.
Right.
Right? I hopefully, you know, and I was at a place that I just needed even to express myself or I was going to explode.
Okay. So then you just got a show?
Yeah, well, I wish it was that simple, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, then you know what? Someone just knocked on my door and said, hey, we have a show or two if you'd like to have. No, we shot a sizzle, and then we shopped it around. We did what we called the March of the Networks.
And what other networks passed it up before you finally
Well, we had actually a bidding war between a couple. I'm
really?
Not allowed to say because, you know, because I'm not, because I'm with We.
So you can't say the other networks.
No, I guess it's like if you marry someone, you can't talk about your other boyfriends who invited you.
No, that's completely understandable. That's really cool. So now, what exactly is the show about? I kind of have an idea of it, but
you know what? It's just about me being a wife, a mother, and a comedian, trying to juggle the balance between all three. But in the meanwhile, you get to meet some great characters. My husband, my son, my mother-in-law, my mother, my father, because they all are here in Meadville, Pennsylvania. Not my mother-in-law, but you'd think she was, even from Brooklyn.
So now, did you have a kid just so you could get this show?
Like, was that's that it. He doesn't even have a name. I just called him my new material.
Now there's only going to be 6 episodes?
Yeah, that's it. It's a weird time now in show businesses. They used to give you money to shoot a pilot. Very rarely do they do that anymore. That's where the sizzle reel comes in. So now, instead of having to shoot a pilot, they'll give you a few episodes. So I was really lucky. I got half a season, which was really nice.
So if it goes well, you'll get more seasons?
Well, yeah, maybe. If it goes well or if that's something we want to do. I haven't really tried to think past these few episodes. As a comic, you know, you travel the country week to week. So I thought,
yeah.
Well, let's just keep that same attitude. I think it's funny. I had a good time filming it, and I've seen a couple of episodes, and I find them funny. So hopefully other people will, too.
Now, do you have any part in the editing process?
Well, I'm an executive producer, and
okay.
So I do. But I try to keep myself out of it other than just the jokes because, look, let's be honest, that's not my gig. My gig is just telling the funny. So I can tell you this is funny, that's funny, let's flip this, do that. Doesn't mean that everybody always agrees with me, though.
Right. So now, how long did it take filming to get these 6 one-hour episodes?
Well, that was filmed for about 6 weeks straight and then about 2 weeks in pickup shots afterwards.
Okay. So about 8 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
And now, do they set up, like, cameras in your house, or is it all people with cameras walking around following you?
That's it. There was no cameras in the house. It's not a documentary, you know?
Right.
It's such an anomaly that reality is reality. It can't be, because, you know, no one can live with you 24 hours a day. So what happens is that, you know, the camera crew descends upon the town. We have some ideas that we think we might try to talk about. We know where we're going with that. Plus, I had a kid, so I had to protect him. We needed to know what we were doing, how many hours a day, that kind of thing.
Right.
You know, and it wasn't up to him to drive the show. You know, a lot of kids drive shows now, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not Kate Gosling. It's not my uterus that's talented. So
right.
I had something else to talk about.
So you have like certain hours that the camera crew, they don't like follow you into the bathroom or anything.
No. And that's the other thing about being an executive producer. You definitely have your boundaries, and there's a lot of parts of the house we didn't let them in. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, we let them personally in, but not in, with the camera.
Right. So
yeah, I'm not a cupcake maker.
Yeah.
I'm been in show business for 16 years, my husband for 20. I had a long talk with Sharon Osbourne because I happened to be auditioning for the show that she's on now called The Talk. And while we were negotiating, and I asked her some questions, and she was kind enough to tell me a few things and, you know, stuff that I know from my own experience on reality. So we made sure that we kind of went around all those bad parts.
Right. Now, I guess I'm kind of interested in the cameramen, that whole aspect. Did you like make them take their shoes off when they went into your house and that kind
I
of stuff?
I did not.
No,
I did not. I mean,
do you wish
know.
You did?
Yeah, no. I mean, I listen. You know, there were days that the guys would just take them off on their own because when it was real muddy and stuff. But mm-hmm. You know, they became like family. So you know, you just clean. I'm a cleaning freak, so it didn't matter.
How many? Camera people were there?
Oh, well, camera people, the total crew were about 17. But
wow.
Camera, there would be like two cameras shooting at a time, a sound guy or two, you know, the supervising producer. And then everybody else would be around, but in the basement or upstairs in another room sequestered. They were all in what I used to try to call my Anne Frank hideouts.
So, now, did anyone accidentally, like, knock over a vase or anything?
They broke a couple frames.
Yeah?
Sure. It happens. But I'm Italian that, you know, well, we have that many. I have 17 people over on a Sunday afternoon for dinner.
Okay. So, you're used to having people over knocking stuff
sure,
over?
Sure.
Okay.
Please, have you seen the... Wait till you see the size of my family.
So, is everyone in your family in the show at some point?
No, right now, they've really just, I mean, everybody was there for the filming, yes, absolutely, but you won't see everybody. Right now, these six episodes, you'll really just see, like, my mother, my father, and my mother-in-law. You'll get to see maybe an aunt or uncle here or there, my husband's brothers, but you don't get to see everybody.
Okay. Now, back to the cameramen, were they, like, during the filming, were they not allowed to talk to you? Was everyone supposed to kind of stay out of it so it's more reality?
Well, at first, I think that's what happens, you know, because, well, you just don't know each other, and you all of a sudden you just go to work, you know? I mean, it's like any job. And then after a while, we couldn't do what we needed to do if we weren't comfortable with those people. It's not a television set. It's my home.
Right.
So, like, if you were creepy, you wouldn't have been able to stay.
So you could just
don't
fire
think
people.
Don't think I didn't Google everybody. Okay, what's your name? Hold on.
So no one was, like, hitting on you or anything?
No, no creepy people, no Megan's List, no nothing. Trust me, I went on Facebook pages going, wait a second, do I want this freakazoid in my house?
Well, I guess that's good that you were an executive producer then, because otherwise that would be kind of creepy.
Well, it was funny. They didn't know that I was. And so, like, I would say something, and some of them just kind of go, roll their eyes. And then I remember the day that they all found out, and the one kid goes, hey, yeah, you know, if I was ever not as respectful as I should be, I go, oh, no, you're already fired. And he goes, what? Just kidding. Which I'm like, I don't care.
Now, did you have, like, a script for the show, like, kind of ideas of what you were going to film?
No, it's, you know, yes, I mean, look, I'm a comedian. It was based on my act. So you're going to have to hear some of the things that I talk about. I mean, that's how it works. That's why they bought it. You know, yeah. If they just wanted to do a reality, they could do a working mother from anywhere. So it was based on my acts. We had to kind of go back and show you those people. But, I mean, we didn't have a script. We just had what they call an outline. That's what Larry David does.
Right.
Only he does a four-camera shoot.
Now, so is it kind of like Seinfeld in the way that you'll see you doing the joke and then you'll see it in real life?
Exactly. Okay. Wow, you got it. That was the whole idea. My life, people have always said, where do you get your material?
Okay.
And I always say, I wake up. So you'll get it. But the hard part is I don't know if they necessarily captured the scene for scene, the six episodes, but I think that you get it generically.
Okay. So now, did you write jokes based on what you experienced in the 6 weeks that we're filming, just so you could film that and throw it in the show?
Well, you know, they tried to make that happen, but it just doesn't, as a comic, it doesn't feel organic.
Right.
I mean, I did it, and I'll know which ones I did specifically for that, but I tell you the truth, I hope nobody else does, but I don't think those jokes are nearly as innately funny as the ones that just really evolved in real life.
Right.
You know, I mean, as a comic, you know, I'm not a writer. I'm a writer of my own things. But when you dictate a situation to me, that doesn't mean that the muse will hit me.
Right.
But let's also be honest. There's only so many topics in the world. You got to be able to make it funny. 16 years in the business.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Sorry. It's awful late. I'm trying to stay up. I've been up for press since 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, man.
So I know it's like it's only 11. So funny because the other night my best friend, Kathleen Madigan, was on the Tonight Show. And she's like, I'm going to be on the show tonight. I go, well, I'll let you know what I think about in the morning. She goes, why don't you just call me tonight? I go, because I'm exhausted. She goes, you can't stay up till midnight? Nope.
Well, I've only got a couple more questions. So
no, honey, I'm fine. I'm not telling you that for that. I'm just realizing the difference between my life now and my life 6 years ago.
Right.
6 years ago, I'd have been getting dressed to go to the club.
Right. Right. Now, I had another question about the show.
Sure.
Now, do you have access to any of the raw footage from the show? Like, if your son did something cute, can you go and get that video for yourself?
I don't have access to it right now. I'm sure that I can ask for it after you know, the show airs, but right now they're in the process of editing and it'd be a lot of chaos, but I hope so, because there were some cute little moments. I'm glad that we had cameras here. I knew the cameras here would be just a great thing, only because I said, it doesn't even matter if it's a great TV show, it's evidence.
Right.
When your son says, you never did this. Yes, I did. Here it is. Ollie, roll the footage.
So now, how did your son react to being filmed like that?
Well, we went out of our way to make sure it was comfortable for him. I mean, literally, I made all the crew take a picture. We put it in. We made like a book explaining who was here, what their job was, and why they were here. Hmm. So he knew everybody's name and a face, and it really just made a difference. He opened right up. Plus, he wasn't exposed to it every day. You know, I don't have a nanny. That's the whole reason we moved to Meadville, so I could raise my own child. But I had my cousin come in to help while we were filming, and she either, you know, if he was here, he was in a different part of the house. If she took him to the park, to preschool, all that good stuff. So he wasn't always exposed.
Oh, okay. Now, did he break the fourth wall or anything? Or?
I think we all broke the fourth wall.
Okay, so it's not like, it's not that kind of show where it's like, oh, you can't look at the camera, you can't.
No, I mean, I don't necessarily know if they'll show any of that, but we all broke it at a time or two. You have to. At some point, you're just like, this is ridiculous.
Now, was there anything weird, like, that you had to get over, like, mentally, of having to be on camera for that long?
No, you know what was the weirdest part? The mic pack. Because I found myself hunching over, because as a woman, you put the mic pack either. It's the worst. I don't know why anybody hasn't invented a new one for women. The mic pack either goes on your bra, which hunches you over, or goes on your waistband, so it looks like you're stomach is all thick, you know?
Right.
So I was like, it was the adjustment. I felt like I was, you know, I felt like I was like that 42-year-old gross math teacher in front of the class adjusting himself in his pants all the time.
Right. Now, I remember last time we were talking about some of the indie films you were in. Are those all out now?
Yeah, you know what's funny? I just rented Everybody Wants to Be Italian on Netflix. It was kind of funny.
Oh, cool.
To see. Yeah, those kind of things get funnier the more time and distance you have from them. It's a really cute film.
I'll have to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
So now I saw that you've performed the Jerry Lewis telethon.
Yeah, a bunch of times.
Were there like a list of things that you're not allowed to talk about? Did they give you a list or anything?
I'll tell you one right now. It's in my office.
Really?
Yeah, it's right here. Let me see. I taped it to my office door. It says this was for 19. Let's see. I guess it would have been. I was on Last Comic 2004. And we have an election every 4 years, right?
Yeah.
So this would have been 2004.
Okay.
So it says, important, no politics, please. Jerry Lewis has asked that no references be made during the telethon to the election, to Messrs. Bush and or Kerry, or to any aspect of the political campaign. Comedians are especially urged to be careful about this matter. Political references on our show, including wearing of politically inscribed items, can result in serious consequences for the association. Your utmost cooperation is requested.
That is great.
Is that great? And what a great question, because I've never gotten to read it to anyone.
I'm so glad I thought of asking you that.
I know. Isn't that amazing, though? That's why I had to keep it, because no one has ever really told you not what to do. I mean, I get why, but as a comedian, you have to check yourself, because the moment they say, you know what, don't talk about that, that's the first thing you want to go.
Right.
So let's talk about the campaign.
So there's no list, like, you can't talk about, you know, sick kids, or they weren't that specific?
I'm sorry, say it again. I lost you at the end.
I guess I was wondering if, like, in addition to no talking about politics, they didn't say, like, don't talk about sick kids.
No, they didn't say anything. But I think they knew what kind of comics that they pulled that probably wouldn't do
okay.
that.
Yeah, so you're not...
But they weren't sure that you wouldn't have a joke or two about the election.
Okay. Now, the other times you did it, did they give you a sheet, or was it just the election year?
That's the only one I ever really remembered.
Okay.
But I think that's why, because it was just such a political climate at that time.
Yeah, definitely. So now, Stand Up Showdown is going on right now.
I know.
You came in fifth place 2009, first place 2010. This year, are you just going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5? Like, what is?
No, yeah, I'm not on it.
Really?
I'm not even part of it. Well, I actually asked to not be part of it. Because I just thought, you know, you can't concentrate on 72 things.
Yeah.
Like, you have to really promote that if you want to win. It's like I've always said to me, and I don't want to take anything away from someone who could win this year, but when I won, it didn't make me think that I was the funniest. It made me feel like I worked my butt off doing promo, period.
Right.
Or at least I had 4 lazy friends that voted 5 million times apiece. that's an exciting event. There's some pretty good friends of mine right now that are in it, a guy named Brett Ernst and Greg Warren, and I'm always voting for them on my free time right now, which is not much, but I'm still voting.
Yeah. Do you have any secrets for them to get the votes?
You know what you do? You literally have to just find a few people. I know a lot of people that were unemployed because I grew up in Cleveland, right? And they closed a lot of stuff down and all the factories. So you have to target markets where people have nothing to do. Go to Farmville and post a notice. That's what you have to do. You have to find some highly motivated, unmotivated people.
That's great. Like, go on to World of Warcraft and start asking
people.
That's it.
That's really what you have to do. I mean, it's so... I know it sounds ridiculously stupid and simple, but it's the truth.
Did you send, like, thank you notes to the people who helped you out?
Vote? No. I'm a ridiculously unmotivated. I'm a highly motivated, unmotivated person. No, I didn't send thank you notes, but I did, you know, I did post a bunch of...
Right.
You know, trust me, for my wedding, I wanted to post a thank you generically to everybody. Like, can I just put it on Facebook? Thank you.
Yeah. Put it on Farmville.
Right.
So. Well, I'm really excited to check out the new show.
Well, hang on. You know, watch it, give it a chance, give it more than an episode or two, because you just never know. I mean, I've worked very hard to not be a female comedian. I mean, you know, meaning
what you mean.
That I don't talk about all that menstrual, or I don't male bash, and the fact that I'm on We, I'm worried that, you know, half my audience is men. You know, I have a 50-50. I'm really lucky to be one of the few female comedians that actually sells tickets to men. So I want to make sure that everybody knows, just hang on, I'm still me. Even though you see a wedding in the first episode, I still do it like me. I'm not Bridezilla in the least. They're forcing me into this.
Okay, so is it your wedding?
Yeah, the first episode is what we call the wed-tismal. And it's about the fact that I just have been so busy. Number one, I never really wanted a big wedding. All I ever wanted to do with my husband is go to Justice of the Peace. And it really bothers my mother-in-law and secretly, apparently, my mother. So when it comes time, we had a baptism, and we just put it all together. So we called it a wed-tismal because I'm too lazy to be girly enough to have all those parties.
Yeah. So... Now, you said you've been with your husband for 20 years, so you guys just got married.
No, I haven't been with him for 20 years.
I thought you said that.
No, he's been in the show business for 20 years.
Okay.
I've been with him for 6 years.
You said, because how you said it, you said, I've been in the business for 16 years and my husband 20. I thought you meant like you've been with him for 20.
No, he's been in show business for 20. You're right. I see how I said it. It makes sense. Yeah, you wouldn't know. He's like, I guess I didn't tell you. He's an actor, a comedian, a producer. So he's also an executive producer of the show.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's really great. I think the press website, I can watch the first episode. So I'm going to go do that tonight, I think.
Really? You can watch the whole first episode?
It said that. I didn't click on it yet.
Take your time. Watch it. It should be pretty good. Let me know what you think. Send me a message.
Yeah, I will.
I'm actually pretty happy with it. I'm super excited for the second episode. I just, I think as long as they stay true to the funny, it'll be good.
Yeah.
That's the difference. I mean, I see a lot of shows on TV that are people watch for no reason. So I think at least so maybe this will be good enough. We're the only ones that don't, we're not stereotypical in any sense. We're not Italians and the mom. I'm not a female comedian that makes fun of, men. So who knows? Maybe it'll be something, or it'll be the best evidence that I've ever had.
Yeah. Now, do you have are you going to be plugging the CD on the show at all?
No, not on the CD. Not on the show. It is on iTunes, and I figure if people go to the site, they can check it out. But I also am going to have a DVD that we're going to release on Tuesday.
Can you
believe that? On iTunes as well.
That's great. Is it going to be in hard disk too?
The DVD? Oh, yeah. I was like, what? Oh, you mean streaming? Yeah, okay, sure. You think it's hard disk? Well, floppy, we're sending it out on.
So you can buy it, like, in a case and stuff?
Yep, absolutely.
And we can get that on your website?
You can go through my website to iTunes
and
Amazon.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in. I can't wait to check out the show. And maybe I'll start watching other stuff on Wii, but probably not.
Yeah, there are a couple cool things. I love this one guy who's the locator, and he just pretty much can do anything. I wanted to call him to find my keys. They're so lost. So, yeah, I really appreciate it. Just let me know what you think, really.
Yeah,
for
I
real.
Will. I'll send you an email.
All right, awesome.
Great.
Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. Yeah, we talked to you last in June. I
remember.
Yep, it was June 24th, I think.
I remember. You're such a sweetheart to have me back. So I'll talk
to
you soon.
Anytime. Thanks a lot, Tammy.
Bye-bye.
It was Tammy Pescatelli, and you can check out her brand new TV show, A Stand-Up Mother, on Women's Entertainment, Tuesdays, 10 p.m., first one next week, the 25th, A Stand-Up Mother. Looking forward. It actually sounds like a really good show. She's a really good comedian, so I'm excited to see it.